This is the Composer's Datebook for November 21st. I'm John Berg. On today's date in 1941, the famous Greek-born conductor Dimitri Mitropoulos led the Minneapolis Symphony in the premiere of a new symphony by German composer Paul Hindemith, who came to Minnesota for the performance. Mitropoulos was an ardent promoter of new music, but few of the contemporary works he programmed were welcomed by audiences or the critics with much enthusiasm. Hindemith's reputation as an atonal composer had preceded him, but surprisingly, his new piece for Minneapolis was billed as a symphony in E-flat major, and much to the delight of all concerned, featured recognizable tunes. By chance, another famous composer, Sergei Rachmaninoff, was in Minneapolis that day and was invited by Mitropoulos to attend the Hindemith premiere backstage, where he wouldn't be annoyed by autograph seekers. Rachmaninoff had a very pessimistic view of modern music, but Mitropoulos was sure the famously dour Russian would like Hindemith's resolutely tonal new symphony. Rachmaninoff was positioned just off stage, and after the end of the symphony, which was received with great applause, Mitropoulos passed him as he left the stage. "Well?" asked Mitropoulos.
"No good,"
was Rachmaninoff's lugubrious response. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.